As you move past the massive stone entrance walls, you feel secure, knowing that you reside in one of Atlanta's most desirable neighborhoods, a place of refuge where you can experience the lifestyle you've only dreamed of. As a young boy, Charles Daskal grew up in pre-Castro Cuba, loving cars. And in 1961, he made his way to the States with the dream that one day he could turn his passion for cars into his life's work.
Well, thanks to the American Federation of Musicians' strike against major American recording companies by Union President James Petrillo, Frank Sinatra was a singer without a record label or a recording contract. Not for long, but it's kind of difficult to make records without an orchestra.
The body count attributed to the actions of Darren O'Neill was now into double digits. But in most of the cases being examined, he was merely a person of interest due to the lack of eyewitnesses and physical evidence.